Unit 12. Food. Page 82. 1. Different food. Listen and match the descriptions of food to the pictures. 1.
It's a kind of vegetable. It looks a bit like a strange green flower or something like that. You take off the outside leaves and boil the inside leaves until they're soft. I usually dip them in a little bit of sauce, just oil and lemon and garlic.
2.
It's a kind of fruit. It's very common in Southeast Asia and very popular too. It looks really strange. It's got a really strong smell and quite a strange texture. My mum said it's like eating a pillow or a cushion or something.
3.
It's a traditional Turkish meat dish. But you also get it in Greece, in Iran, all over the place really. You use fresh lamb and grill it, and then serve it either on its own or in this kind of flat bread with a bit of salad.
4.
It's a kind of traditional Spanish seafood dish. Well, I suppose really it's a rice and seafood dish. You have to use a special kind of rice, and you add different kinds of fish and shellfish and things. It's delicious. Most areas in Spain have their own special way of cooking it.
5.
It's a kind of a salad. You can have it as a side dish or just on its own in the summer. It's basically just mushrooms and radish and whatever kind of green leaves you've got available.
6.
It's a kind of dessert. It's eaten all over the Middle East. It's a bit like a little cake or something. It's covered in pastry and it's filled with nuts and honey. It's quite fattening, I suppose, but it's really delicious.
7.
It's a kind of cake. My mum used to make it all the time when I was growing up. She used to put rum or brandy in it, so it was quite rich. Quite heavy. You couldn't really eat more than one slice of it.
8.
It's a traditional Middle Eastern starter or side dish. It's made from crushed chickpeas, and you mix that with a bit of lemon. You dip pita bread into it. It's really nice.
9.
It's a kind of traditional soup. You usually put a lot of beans in it, and then maybe some carrots, or whatever other kind of vegetables you have available. It's very filling. It's great in the winter.
12, page 84. 2. Eat your greens.
People in developed countries are increasingly suffering from illnesses resulting from overeating. While starvation and famine are still big problems in many poor countries in the world, in America and other Western countries, more than 25% of the population are obese. This doesn't just mean you're a little bit fat. It means you are more than 20 kilos overweight. And Dr. John Colan from Ohio State University says the problem is only going to get worse. As more women have gone out to work, you find that parents in general have less time to spend on preparing food. That's not just the cooking, but also planning what to eat, doing the shopping, and buying fresh food. Families, therefore, increasingly rely on ready-made and frozen meals, which tend to be high in fat and contain a lot of additives and sugar. The other thing is that parents seem to feel guilty about not spending so much time with their kids. So they tend to give in a lot quicker to children's demands for things like sweets and chocolate. Ben Brown, who is a British Member of Parliament, blames the big food companies. He wants to ban any food advertising which is aimed at children. The problem is that these companies spend millions of pounds selling food to children. It's all crisps in the shape of dinosaurs and chocolate in the shape of Mickey Mouse. I mean, what's going to seem more fun to an 8-year-old? An ice cream with a free toy or an apple? One food company thinks it has an answer to this. It has invented pizza-flavored broccoli, baked bean-flavored peas, cheese and onion-flavored cauliflower, and chocolate-flavored carrots. It developed the wacky veg with money donated by a cancer research charity, which found that a diet containing lots of fruit and vegetables helps reduce cancer. However, today's sweet-toothed kids need to be bribed into a healthy diet and will only eat their greens if they taste different.
Unit 12, page 86. 1. Listening. You are going to hear two people having a conversation at the end of a meal.
Do you want any more of this chicken?
No, honestly, I'm full. Finished, Tom.
Are you sure? You don't seem to have eaten much. Have you tried the fish?
Yeah, but to be honest, it was a bit too hot for my liking.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Well, what did you think of the vegetable dish? That was lovely.
Yeah. It was okay. A bit too greasy for my liking, but it was okay.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. We should have gone somewhere else.
No. No, the rest of it was lovely.
But we only had rice apart from that.
There was the soup as well.
It's just a shame you spilt most of it when you got up to go to the toilet.
Yes, sorry about that. I'm sure the stain will wash out.
Hopefully. Don't worry, these things happen. But you should have asked for some more. You must still be hungry.
Honestly, I'm fine. I couldn't eat another thing. Shall we get the bill?
I suppose so.
Excuse me. Could we have the bill?
Of course, sir. Was everything all right?
Yes, it was lovely.
How much is it?
£40.
£40? That can't be right.
I know. What does that say? Is that a D or an A?
Yeah, I think it's a D. They've charged us for the D menu instead of the A. It's almost £5 more expensive.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
I'm sorry, but I think you've got the bill wrong. You've charged us for D menu, but we had menu A.
I'm sorry, one moment. I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. That should be £31, not 40.
That's okay. These things happen. Kathy, shall I pay for this on my card and you can pay me back later?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't take credit cards. Checks or cash only.
You're joking. Have you got any cash?
Only about £10.
Oh, no. Is there a cash machine near here?
Yes, there's one just down the road outside the supermarket.
Right. Do you want to wait here and I'll go and get some cash out?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
I'm really sorry about this.
Oh, that's okay. These things happen.
I'll be back in a moment.
Has Sir returned?
No, not yet. I'm sure he'll be back. I can't imagine where he's gone.
He has been gone half an hour.
Unit 12, page 87. 4. Pronunciation. Contractions. Listen and practice saying the sentences.
You shouldn't have said that.
We should have gone somewhere else.
I should have done it earlier.
He should have sent his application form off earlier.
I shouldn't have asked.
You should have thought about that before, shouldn't you?
You should have told me about it before.
I shouldn't have bothered.
You should have come.
I shouldn't have eaten so much.